better keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
The Third Mushroom is a sequel to the book The 13th Goldfish, written in 2018 by author Jennifer L. Holm. Jennifer's parents both worked in the medical industry. Jennifer was raised on stories how science could change the world. This book is a science fiction story set in the Bay Area of San Francisco, California. One of Jennifer's books has won a Scott Odell Award. The Third Mushroom is a story about a teenage girl named Ellie and her grandfather, Melvin, who happens to be a 14-year-old. And a body of a 14-year-old. Third Mushroom is a sequel to The 14th Goldfish, written in 2018 by author Jennifer L. Holm. Jennifer's parents both worked in the medical industry. Jennifer was raised on stories how science could change the world. This book is a science fiction story set in the Bay Area of San Francisco, California. One of Jennifer's books has won a Scott Odell Award. The Third Mushroom is a story about a teenage girl named Ellie and her grandfather, Melvin, who happens to be in a body of a 14-year-old. Ellie and Melvin have something in common. They're both scientists. They work together on a school science fair project. Ellie likes to cook and is a clean freak. Melvin is messy and he eats everything out of the refrigerator. Oh, and he's also not a talker. He has two PhDs and is a lab scientist. Ellie and Melvin mostly spend their time in the lunchroom and the science lab at school. I like this book because it's an uncommon subject. My favorite part was when they discover the wings on the fruit flies, which was a really big surprise for them. And me, too. I wasn't expecting that to happen. I think Jennifer wrote this book for preteen kids for entertainment and to teach some science. The characters were believable. Melvin acted old, even though he looked young. The plot was interesting, but not believable, because there's not 14-year-old grandpas. This book has some sad parts, so some people may not like it. The science story may not interest some readers. This book would be good for people who do like science and or teen romance. I'm happy I chose this book, and I thought the teenager grandpa would be interesting. Will Ellie and Melvin experiment go as planned, or will things change in all areas? You'll have to read this book to find out. Thank you.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book.